We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. Organized team activity, OTAs. It's the next phase of the Bills offseason, and it starts tomorrow morning here at One Bills Drive. Joining us on the line, one of the most veteran Buffalo Bills, a guy who knows his way around OTAs, running back Fred Jackson. Fred, thank you very much for being on the air with us tonight. We appreciate it.
Yep, not a problem. I appreciate you having me.
Hey, here's why I called you. I was thinking about OTAs, and a lot of people figure, what is this? You know, just another name for an off-season workout program. But you could probably speak to this. For young guys trying to make the squad, OTAs, organized team activity, they mean a lot, don't they? I mean, you had kind of that experience yourself back in 2006, didn't you?
They do. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that, especially for young guys, it's a chance to, you know, pick up the offense or defense, special teams, whatever it is it may be, you know, hit the ground running with it, you know, and it gives the coaches an opportunity to see that you know what it is that you have to do and where you're supposed to be. And it's about getting that chance to show them that they can rely on you and that you have been in the playbook and you know what you're doing.
Well, I was thinking about your situation, and for those who don't know, I mean, you're obviously a fixture on the Buffalo Bills roster now, but you played in NFL Europe in 2006 and came here right off your NFL Europe season and stepped right into the OTAs that spring in 06, right? That had to be difficult.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things that you come right in after a season and you have to come in and learn a brand-new offense, and it was just one of those things that I knew that I had to take advantage of every opportunity that I was going to get. That means coming in, stepping right into OTAs and showing the coaches that I was able to make plays when my name was called and that I knew what the offense was about and where I needed to be and was going to be able to pick up blitzes and things like that. OTAs is just that opportunity that I had.
Fred, how does it change? You guys, the veterans have been back for just about a month now, going back to April 22nd. How does the routine change going from the voluntary offseason conditioning you've been through to the OTAs coming up this week?
Well, OTAs are more typically like, you know, a regular season where we'll come in, we'll watch some film, then we'll go out on the practice film, go through whatever, you know, plays and things like that that they have drawn up for us that they want us to get through. And then we'll come back in, you know, we'll eat, and then we'll go in and watch the film. So we have an opportunity to go out and play and then or practice, and then we get the opportunity to come in and watch and make corrections and see what it is that we need to improve on.
It does sound like the regular season routine, and it's obviously a step up from what you've been doing. Tell our listeners, Fred, what the routine has been like the last month or so during the off-season conditioning program. That's mostly about weightlifting and running, right, over the last month or so?
It is. Yeah, over the last month or so, all we've been doing is really, you know, getting into game shape or whatever it may be, you know, in the weight room, trying to get our weight down, our weight up, get our strength back to where we want it to be during the season. That's what a lot of guys have been focusing on, you know, the most part. And that's what we're trying to do, you know, what we were trying to do. And now that we're going into the OTAs, this is about learning this offense, being in the positions that we need to be in defense, you know, finding out who our best guys are on special teams and who we're going to make those core guys. And that's what we have to, you know, find out in this OTA period.
You know, Fred, I don't know if your weight has changed from last year, but when I stopped you the other day to ask you about coming on the show, you were coming right out of the weight room. It seemed to me that as big as you were last year, you look a little bit bigger this year. Is that accurate?
I put on a little bit of weight this year. You know, I'm always a little bit bigger than, you know, what I am during the season at this time because we do so much lifting.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, it's hard to maintain the weight that you have on now. But, you know, I'll be, you know, probably 1 or 2 pounds bigger going into the season than I was last year. And, again, that's just trying to keep up and, you know, take some of that punishment off of, you know, our other running backs. And, you know, being that short yardage and goal line back, you want to be as, you know, big and as physical as possible.
Yeah, this coaching staff, this Bills staff, wants you to play the role of a big back, maybe more so than any time in your career, I think, huh?
Yeah, you know, and that's a role that I'm just kind of embracing. You know, I've always prided myself on being physical and, you know, breaking tackles and things like that, and I think the best way to be able to continue to do that is to put weight on in the right ways and that's just what I'm focusing on doing now.
Hey, Fred, it strikes me that, you know, now as you go into your eighth year, you've been around, this is the like the second CBA that you've worked under. Have things changed much in the length, the you know, how long the OTAs can go and what you're able to do that in this new CBA? It looks a little bit different than it did maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's drastically different because, you know, now these OTAs aren't, you know, near as long as they used to be. I remember, you know, when I first started playing, OTAs were, you know, 2-3 months, you know, and I think now we have, you know, 10, 12 days of OTAs. So, you know, maybe a little bit longer than that, but, you know, it's a lot different now, but we still get a good amount of work in. And, you know, all we can do is, you know, take advantage of the days that we do have OTAs and get the young guys up to speed and, you know, see what they're capable of doing when they're out there on the field.
These reduced OTAs, something that was collectively bargained by the players. Are you on board with that? Do you prefer this more to have maybe, as you said, 10 or 12 days of OTAs compared to what you were doing before?
Well, I do. You know, I think it kind of keeps you fresh going into the season. You know, you don't want to be able to beat yourself up all through the offseason, you know, after you come through from being beat up in the regular season. So it's one of those things that I think guys kind of, you know, did a lot of research on what they thought was the best for, you know, helping guys to be able to keep their careers going, you know, as long as possible. And, you know, this is just one of the things that we have to do.
If you can put yourself in the shoes of some of the rookies and young guys trying to make the team with only 10 OTA sessions, does that make it harder for them to impress the coaching staff, would you think?
I think it's definitely a little bit harder with, you know, not as much time or as many, you know, opportunities to be out on the football field. I think that definitely hurts you. But if you can play, you know, we have, you know, tremendous scouts, you know, tremendous coaching staff, you know, that can see that. So I think you'll be able to recognize what guys are able to do in the shortened amount of time that we do have.
We're on the line with Fred Jackson, Bills running back, getting set for his eighth year, getting set for the organized team activity that starts tomorrow. Well, Fred, this Bills team traded for a running back during the draft, and they signed a running back in free agency. So the competition level has got to be ratcheted up a little bit at your position group this year, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, and it always is. You know, you don't really hear about, you know, all the things that are, you know, done like we have, you know, this season. But there's always competition in that room. You know, I think the running back position is probably one of the most talented positions on the football field. And anytime you have a group of eight guys in there competing, you know, whatever it may be, six, seven guys, you're going to compete. You know, and that's something we have to do. You know, and well, I'm accustomed to it. I know CJ's accustomed to it. You know, Bryce is coming from a backfield where they had a lot of talent over there, so. You know, we got Anthony Dixon coming in. He'll come in and he'll push us too. So we're excited about it, you know, and this is going to bring out the best in all of us.
You know, last year at this time, Fred, one of the topics of discussion among Bills fans was how are they going to work in both CJ and Fred Jackson? But you never know. Things work out, I guess. You know, CJ had the high ankle sprain. You fought through a number of injuries. You just don't know if there's enough depth at one position until you get going in the season, right?
Exactly. You know, that's what they're doing. They're just preparing for, you know, whatever may come. And it's just our job to go out there and make everything work, you know, and we'll get that done. You know, we'll all be ready. Whoever number is called is going to be up for that play or plays, whatever it may be. And we just got to go out there and do what we can whenever we get that opportunity to touch the ball.
How does E.J. Manuel look to you, Fred, in the practice time that you've had, the limited practice time you've had so far?
A lot better. You know, you can tell this is his second year in offense. You know, you can tell he's adjusted to it, knowing where guys are supposed to be. And he's constantly in that classroom, and that's the number one thing you can ask for a young quarterback is to be in the classroom and figure out, you know, things that he needs to work on or whatever it may be, you know, knowing what his teammates are capable of doing and, you know, putting him in the best position to make plays for him. So, and he's definitely taking his game to the next level, and I'm excited to see what he does for us this year.
Well, as we said, the offseason moves into another phase with the OTAs starting tomorrow. One thing, Fred, I enjoy your Twitter feed. Among all the Bills players, you seem to have more fun in the offseason than most. I mean, there's always pictures of you and your kids and Disney World and, I mean, water slides. You really do get around. You have I want to spend an offseason with you and your kids one of these years. Can I?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you want to, come hang out with us.
You do. You have a great time in the offseason with your kids, don't you?
I do. You know, it was one of those things I said that, you know, I'm going to make sure they definitely enjoy this ride as much as I do. And, you know, being able to take advantage of, you know, the blessed situation I am, I want to, you know, treat them to as much as possible that they can experience. So we try and do that. Anytime we get an opportunity to go somewhere, we're going to take that flight.
Looks like fun. Fred, again, thank you for doing this with us tonight. We appreciate it. We'll see you around the building. Thanks.
Not a problem. I appreciate you having me.
Okay, Fred Jackson, Bills running back, getting set for the start of OTAs tomorrow here at One Bills Drive, getting set for his eighth year in the National Football League. Bills veteran running back Fred Jackson. We've got more to come. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO, live from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.